USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration is working hard and has brought home more than 45,000 U.S. citizens from other countries during the coronavirus pandemic.
Our teams are printing emergency passports to get these folks back. We call hotels to find spaces for U.S. citizens to sleep to make sure they're near the airport for the moment that the plane will arrive, and we make arrangements for flight crews, and we provide Americans with letters for safe passage.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is urging patience when it comes to the full implementation of the roughly $2 trillion stimulus bill.
We have the pieces in place at the moment that are functioning well. All these different programs that have been stood up so quickly through the president's quick action. Let's see how that functions.
Scalia, speaking there on Fox News, also says that it's premature to consider another massive stimulus policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Major League Baseball officials are reportedly thinking outside the box when it comes to salvaging the season despite the pandemic. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Reports are MLB officials are considering starting the 2020 season exclusively in Arizona at spring training complexes. Sources say the games would be played in empty stadiums, no fans, so as to limit exposure to the coronavirus, but people could watch on TV. There is a catch, though. Most medical experts say the plan is not feasible as it would bring all MLB players into one centralized location, actually increasing their chances of catching the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A man is dead in Tennessee after being shot by police, but that's not before he's accused of stabbing three women to death. It happened in Knox County, Tennessee, at a truck stop early this morning. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is looking into a motive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Senate may act this week to pump more money into a fund for small businesses. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been cool to the idea for more stimulus spending right away. The federal government's Paycheck Protection Program is offering $350 billion in loans to small businesses and has attracted a lot of attention. Banks are working through technical glitches regarding those loans, and according to entrepreneur Mark Cuban, if you're a small business owner, you need to stay persistent.
If you own a small business, it's very frustrating, and my suggestion to you is, be patient, that's good, but continue to communicate. I think the banks will improve their communications, and we will get there. I think by this time next week, you know, maybe 50% will be there. By the time 10 days after that, you know, 75%. But if you are that small business, it's terrifying because you don't have any certainty for those dates. So I do think we'll get there, but you just have to be relentless as a small business person communicating with your bank.
Cuban also says many businesses are faced with tough choices regarding taking out these loans since they have to go towards payroll.
Yeah, no, and you're exactly right, Brian. It's a decision that's happening in a lot of small businesses, particularly with the unemployment benefits that are being available. So I've seen a lot of companies have that hard conversation with employees. Would you mind going on unemployment because this is the issue that we face?
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.